It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Oh, I'm so glad you're with me. I thought about you all weekend. Every once in a while I'd see something interesting and I'd think, well, someday I'll show that to my friend. Now we're together. You see me bring this? This is just a little ring, a hoop. It's round. See it go around? Did you ever see a round picture? There's something round very close to me over here, and I'd like you to find it. Would you? Is it this? That's a triangle, isn't it? Triangle. Is it this? That's a square. Is it this? That's round. That's a circle. Round. Like O. You notice I put the lab coat on today. Lab coat, that stands for laboratory coat. For experiments. Because you and I are going to do some experiments today with this round thing. In the kitchen, that's our room for experiments. I just love to throw this. You know, you have to use your hands and your eye and your brain when you do something like this. Did you know that the minute you saw it on Picture today? Did you know that it said hi? H-I, hi. How about you, fish? Did you have a good weekend? You look healthy. Oh, did you see that? Okay, got some food and went right down. Oh, there's somebody at the back door. It may be Mr. McFeely, because I ordered some things for our experiment from him. It is. Mr. McFeely.
Oh, good day, Mr.
McFeely.
Come in. Busy day.
Oh, it's usually a busy day for you. Come along.
Here's your order, Mr. Rogers.
Thank
First
you.
Of all, there's one large basketball.
Right, thank you.
Alrighty, and next, medium-sized tennis balls inside of there, Mr. Rogers. Medium-sized.
Medium-sized tennis balls, thank
all
you.
Alright, inside this bag are small round marbles. Small round marbles, alrighty?
Thank you very much. The large basketball,
right.
The medium-sized tennis balls, and the small marbles.
Right.
This is nice, Mr. McFeely.
Oh, that's my handkerchief, Mr. Rogers. I just tie them all up in there.
Oh, I see. Well, then I guess you'll want it back.
All righty, I'll take it right back.
Okay.
There you go. The medium-sized tennis ball's yours now, Mr. Rogers. I'll take my handkerchief and speed the delivery off. All righty?
Well, how much is the delivery?
That will be $1, $2, $3 today, Mr. Rogers. All righty?
Three. All right, here you go.
$1, $2, $3 I thank you, Mr. Rogers. A busy day. I'll be running along now.
Can't stay, Mr. McFeely.
I can't stay today. Good day to you, Mr. Rogers. Good day. It's a busy day.
Good day to you, Mr. McFeely. Can't stay, Mr. Rogers. Busy day. Can't stay. Well, I know he's busy. Sometimes I like it, though, when he can. But I like being with you today. So that we can do our experiment together. One hoop, one round thing. That big ball takes up the whole space. See that? You could get only one ball in there, one basketball like that. Now let's see how many tennis balls we can get in there. Medium-sized tennis balls. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. You can get seven medium-sized balls in there, but just one big one, like this. Okay, now let's see how many marbles we can get in there. There's an extra tennis ball. Put it in my pocket. Balls don't stay still. That one likes to roll around. Now let's see how many marbles it takes to fill up that one. That. It's a nice pouch to keep those marbles in. Do you think it'll take a lot of marbles, a lot of little marbles? Took seven of these. Let's see. Did you think it would take a lot? You were right. Pretty when I move that around, isn't it? One very big ball to fit in here. Seven medium-sized balls to fit in here, and many, many, many little marbles to fit in here. We've discovered something, you and I. It takes fewer big things to fill up something than it does little things. It takes a whole lot of little things to fill up something like this. That's one reason I like being with you so much. You and I have time with each other to discover things like that. You and I together, just for once, just for once. Just for once I want you all to myself. Just for once let's be alone, with nobody else to tell us. Do this, do that, sit down, get up, come back. No, nobody else, but nobody else but you. Just for once. Just for once I want you all to myself. Just for once let's play alone, with nobody else we'll build us a house with a garden, and no, no, nobody else but nobody else but you. Just for once. Just for once I want you all to myself. Just for once let's stay alone, and I'll be the only one with you, and you'll be the only one with me. I'll talk with you, you'll talk with me, just we two, nobody else, but nobody else but you, just for once, just for once. How about the neighborhood of make-believe now? Want to? Right? We can even make-believe together, you and I. Castle of King Friday and Queen Sarah. Corny's factory, where he makes the rocking chairs. And this is where Henrietta lives, and X the owl lives in here. Who lives in here? In the museum go round. Lady Elaine Fairchild. And Dr. Bill and Elsie Jean Platypus live in here. In these little platypus holes. And this is Daniel Tiger's clock. I like him, don't you? All right. Now we can pretend that the trolley is coming along its track right in front of King Friday's castle. Will you pretend with me? Right into the neighborhood of make-believe.
Good day, trolley. Good day to you. How are you today? Oh, that's good. I have two letters here for Lady Elaine Fairchild. Ah, she certainly is. Certainly is. Good day, trolley. Good day.
Yum, yum, Mr. Meow Feeling.
Good day, Henrietta. Good day to you.
Meow, meow, have something, meow, meow.
Oh, not today, Henrietta. I have two letters here for Lady Elaine Fairchild.
Nothing, meow, meow.
Nothing today for you.
Well, hello there, Henrietta and Speedy.
Good day to you, X. Good day to you.
What do you have for us today, Mr. McFeely?
Well, I have nothing for you today, X. I have two letters for Lady Elaine Fairchild.
Well, I like to get things myself.
Well, I guess you do, but some days you get some things and some days you don't.
Meow. Meow like to get things. Meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Well, I better take these over to Lady Elaine.
Well, I guess this is Lady Elaine's day.
It's her lucky day. Yes, sir, X, you're right. I better be on my way to speedy delivery to you. Speedy delivery.
Meow, meow, Mr. Meow Feely.
Good day, friends. Good day.
Good day, Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery.
Well, speedy delivery. How's tricks?
Everything's speedy, Lady Elaine. Everything's speedy.
Well, that's what I like to hear, McFeely.
Well, I have something for you today, Lady Elaine.
Well, I have something for you, too.
You do?
Ooh, it's not for you, but it's to show you.
Well, what is it?
It's this box right here.
This box right here? Well, what is this contraption?
It's a box that shows funny, fast films.
Funny, fast films? Well, I never heard of such a thing.
I just made it up. Now, you look in it, and I'll show you making a speedy delivery, and I mean speedy.
Well, how do I operate it, Lady Elaine?
Well, first you Put your hand on that lever up on the top.
All right, right on the top. Put my hands on it.
That's right. Now bring it slowly toward you.
Slowly, all right.
Now slowly back to the sky.
Slowly back to the sky. There we go.
That's right. Now fast to you.
Fast to me.
Now fast back.
And fast back, all righty?
All right, now. Put your hand off of it.
Alrighty.
Now put your hand on this wheel here.
Alrighty, on that wheel back there.
Now turn it around slowly.
Slowly turn it around. I'm doing it.
Now turn it around faster and faster.
Faster and faster and faster.
Very good.
There we go.
Now put your other hand up on the lever.
Alrighty, on the lever.
Now turn this wheel and pull that lever at the same time.
You see, turn this wheel and pull that lever.
Now faster and faster.
Faster and faster. Now, there we go.
Now look in here.
I'm looking in there.
Look it in. That's it.
Something's happening, Lady
Elaine. Closer and closer, you'll see a funny fast film.
Funny fast films.
Oh,
that's really funny, Lady Elaine. Really very funny.
You liked it, didn't you? Well, it was funny and fast. That's why I call it funny, fast films.
Well, I see. Well, I better hurry off now. Better hurry off.
Well, Mr. McFeely, what is it you had for me?
Oops, I almost forgot, Lady Elaine. They're right here in my special delivery basket. There you go. Two letters.
Oh, you mean just letters?
You never can tell. There might be something very special inside, just like this funny fast film box of yours.
Well, you're right, McFeely. Never thought of that.
Well, I better go. Speedy delivery to you, Lady Elaine. Speedy delivery.
Well, goodbye, Mr. McFeely.
Goodbye, Lady Elaine.
Goodbye to you.
Hello, Chef Rocket.
Hi, Mr. McFeely.
Goodbye, Chef Rocket.
Bye, Mr. McFeely.
Well, that was a quick visit.
Well, he's always in a hurry.
Yeah. Do you want to see yourself in a hurry?
What do you mean?
Well, see this box over here?
Yeah, it looks like an automatic transmission.
Oh, well, it really shows funny fast films.
Oh, how does it work?
Well, you put your hand on that lever up there, that's it. Now bring it slowly toward you. Now back the other way. Now fast towards you and fast the other way. Good. Now put your other hand on this one and take that hand away. Take your top hand away, that's it. Now make this wheel go around. Slowly, now faster and faster. Now put your other hand on that one and bring it toward you and back, toward you and back. Now look at it. Look at the screen. That's it. Look, keep looking. You'll see yourself in a funny fast film. What did you think of that, dear?
That's too much, Lady Elaine.
Isn't it funny?
And fast.
Yeah, that's why I call it funny, fast films.
What did Mr. McFeely bring you?
Oh, just these letters here. He said that there might be something special inside. I doubt it.
Only one way to find out.
That's right. You open them for me, will you?
Sure, if you want me to. It's from the National Boomerang Commission.
Oh, the NBC. I wonder what they want.
Well, let's see. Dear Boomerang Artist, it says. Your national committee announces the first annual boomerang contest to be held someplace else tomorrow.
Oh, a contest.
Be sure to come and bring your own boomerang. Prepare for the fast throw and the slow throw. Yours sincerely, back and forth, Barbara Boomerang, National Secretary.
Oh, good old Barbara. A boomerang contest. That's just great. I'll go and win it.
You can't turn people upside down there, can you?
Oh, no. I don't have to do that to win. I'm the best boomerang artist there is anyway.
I wonder what the second letter says.
Well, just open it up and see.
Oh, sure. It's from the boomerang people, too.
Another one from them.
Yeah.
What's the matter?
It says, dear member, if you get two letters, that means you have to bring another person with you to the contest, and both have to throw the boomerang. Yours truly, B. Mazziotti.
Oh, that old witch.
Is she a real witch?
Not a real one. Oh. But I don't know anybody who could go with me. Oh, now I can't go. I got two letters, and now I can't go.
I'll go with you.
You mean you would?
Sure.
But you don't know how to throw fast or slow boomerang, do you?
Well, you can teach me.
Do you mean it, Jeff Brockett?
Well, sure you can teach me. I like to learn new things.
Well, you're a good sport, Chefy. Just a minute. Just a little minute here. Here's one for you and one for me. Which color do you like?
Let me see. I think I'll take the green one.
Oh, and I like the yellow. Just what I love. All right, now.
Now, what do I do?
Well, no. First of all, you relax. Not that much. Now, hold your boomerang this way. That's good. Now, you know where your wrist is?
Yes, it's right there behind my hand.
Point to it. That's it. That's it. Now, give a gentle twist of the wrist. Well, don't hold it. Let it go. No, dear. You'll never win.
I'll try.
You'll never win.
Well, I'm not going there to win. I'm just going to help you. Let me try and learn, okay?
Oh, that's right. You're just coming to help. Okay, let's try it again. Twist of the wrist and then let go.
Hey.
It's beautiful.
I like that. I didn't realize they came back so easily.
Yeah, perfect. It just shows what a good teacher I am.
It's a lot of fun. I really like that.
I'm glad. Now, try the fast boomerang. Just do everything the same.
Made your wrist real fast, too?
Only faster.
Faster than that?
That's fine. Good. See if it comes back. Did it?
Wow.
Good. Oh, what a great teacher I am. Woo-hoo!
I'm glad I came here today. You are a good teacher.
Oh, we'll do beautifully tomorrow, you and I. You never know what Lady Elaine will have for curious people.
Oh, funny fast films and slow fast boomerangs at Lady Elaine Fairchild's Museum Go-Round.
Come along. Let's keep practicing now. Very good. Flick it, and then off, and then back it comes.
So we'll have a chance to pretend tomorrow that there's a boomerang contest someplace else. Why don't you and I pretend now that we're throwing a boomerang? I'll throw a slow one to you. You catch it, all right? Now, will you throw it back to me slowly? Thank you. Now, I'll throw a fast one to you. You catch it. Now, will you throw it back to me fast? Good. Funny fast films. We could even pretend with our fingers that we're somebody like Mr. McFeely walking along like this. Why don't you do that? Very fast. Pretend. Yeah, that's it. Or Chef Brockett going like this. Time for me to put these things away.
put the big ball in first. The medium-sized ball's in. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. He brought eight of those. Where's the other one? That's right. In my pocket. There. I will put these away. Do you put your things away after you've played? Somebody has to. I'll put those marbles in their pouch. Later on tonight. Bye, fish. See you tomorrow. You know, boomerangs are sort of like favorite people. They go away, and then they come back. That's what you do. And that's what I do. Go away and then come back tomorrow. Tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Four, two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make each day such a special day for me. You know how? By just your being you. I like you just the way you are. And I'll see you tomorrow. Goodbye.
Production funds for this television visit were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET affiliated stations.